Thanks for joining the Money Happy Hour, where we make every hour a happy hour for your money. I'm your host, Tom, the Savings Captain. And of course, I'm joined by my producer, Radish, the hardest working dog in podcasting. So today we're going to go talk a little bit about cashback apps. Are they worth it? Do you use them? What's your favorite? I'm going to share my three top apps that I use, so stick around. Before we go into that, if you're new to the Money Happy Hour, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. And please leave a five-star review and follow the Money Happy Hour on whatever podcast directory you listen to your podcast on. So what got me thinking about this conversation today is I came across an article, and this article was titled 23 Best Cash Apps to Earn More Money in 2024. So when I saw that article, I was thinking, holy cow, there are a couple of things. 23 best cash apps? I was like, good Lord, how many are there? If there's 23 best, there's got to be a pretty big population of them, a pretty big universe of them out there now. And the article went on and listed a whole, I mean, just a never-ending list of potential cashback apps out there. But I've always thought of cashback apps as this. So if you think of a cashback app, what they're trying to do is, this is an opportunity where it's one of two things are happening. You can either use a cashback app, and this is where I think it works well, a cashback app to just get cash back on things you're buying anyway. But where I think people get into, I wouldn't call it trouble, not trouble like using a credit card, but where they are less useful and actually hurting you, is if you use a cashback app just for the sake of getting cash back, buying, making purchases that you wouldn't normally make. That's where I think the industry and the cashback industry, it's so crowded. That's what they're trying to get you to do. And I want to talk a little bit about that and kind of what, how I use cashback apps and how I think about it. But so the question is, are they worth it? Do you use them? What's your favorite? I'd love to hear some of your favorite cashback apps. And if you have a favorite that you're using, please send along an email to thesavingscaptain@gmail.com, and I'll share that with the audience. And then I'm going to share you with you my three top apps that I use. It's like, got it totally automated. I use them, and I'll tell you a little bit why, what makes them appealing. Now, I will say most of these apps are going to be US only. So, of course, if you're international and there's something out there that you use in your marketplace, please share that for the fellow listeners as well. So, my favorites, I'm going to talk a little bit about my favorites. There's three that I use regularly. And the why behind it, why I use it, again, this is penny pinching stuff. These are just based on purchases I am making, our household is making on a normal basis. So one app is called Fetch. That's F-E-T-C-H, Fetch. And I'm going to add this information in the show notes if you have any interest and want to explore it further, look into it. But there are a couple things I really like about Fetch. There's one thing I don't like about Fetch, and I'll tell you what that is. There's a few things I like about it. Fetch is very simple to use. Wherever I go, all I simply do is snap a picture of a receipt, and then you get points. You get points. The base rate, and this is, again, penny pinching, is 25 points. I think the gearing ratio is that's 2.5 cents for the receipt. However, when you take a picture of the receipt, if you happen to buy something where there's a higher level of points, it will automatically recognize that. So you can use this app in a couple of different ways. One way to use it is when you're looking at, when you have the app open and look at the app, you can see a variety of products that you might buy. So, for instance, I'm looking at it right now. I see Pampers Easy Up training underwear. Thankfully, our household is beyond that stage. If you were to buy that and that's on your receipt, you get 4,000 points. Sounds like a lot. the gearing ratio there is back to $4. If you go to Subway three times, I think this is in a 30-day period, you get 1,500 points. So the way I think about this is, if there's a promotion on there where there's extra points, there's been very few cases in the couple of years that I've used the Fetch app where I actually make a purchase based on a higher level of points. It doesn't change my shopping behavior, but I just let my normal shopping, our normal shopping, dictate what we're going to buy and then take a picture of the receipt. And guess what? The other day I got a prize. I got 1,000 points for something I was buying anyway. So I don't let it change my consumption behavior. Are you going to make get rich money on it? Nope. Is this better than sitting around and taking surveys all day to try to make a dollar or two? Absolutely. To me, there's no additional friction. I'm buying the stuff anyway. I'm taking a simple picture of a receipt, and you get points for it. So right now I'm sitting at 47,134 fetch points as of today. And what that means is, to redeem it, this is the one thing I don't like about it. The redemption is only gift card based. So essentially, I've got to go out and pick a gift card, an Amazon gift card, a Starbucks gift card. And I usually do that when I get to 50,000 points. I've done it a few times, but then I have to keep up with I just don't like it. Then I have to keep up mentally with a gift card I might have somewhere. So not my preferred thing, but it's so frictionless and easy to use. That's why I use it. The next one I really like using, I had a friend turn me on to this, is Rakuten. This is another app that I use where if I'm specifically going out and buying something, I'll look at Rakuten first and see if the merchant is on there. And if the merchant's on there, that's when you can rack up some additional savings at checkout. So I'll give an example of how I use it. My wife and daughter, they both wear contact lenses. Every 90 days, we're ordering a new supply of contacts. So one thing we do every 90 days when we buy contacts, I go out to Contacts. I think it's Contacts Direct. So if I'm having a layout, say $150 on contacts, I use the app, buy it through the app, order it online. In 2 days, we get the contacts. But what I ended up getting is, the offer can vary, but on average, it's about 10% back. So we'll get $15 back for the contacts we were already buying. The way Rakuten pays out, I do like this. I do like their approach because I get it in cash. This reminds me of a stock dividend, because the way the cash accumulates, they call it a big fat check. So every 90 days, I think we've got one coming up in May, they will actually mail a paper check for the savings that you had that quarter. So anything that I'm using, any services I'm using, I'm going to look to see if I'm buying something at Home Depot. Well, that's a bad example. I think Lowe's is on there. If I'm buying something at Lowe's, I can actually order it online for a store pickup, not have to do the shopping, and get cash back on my Lowe's pickup. The order is waiting there for me, and I get cash back. Plus, I'm probably using a cashback credit card, getting more cash back as well. Now, I would say Rakuten, since I'm catching a wider bucket of what I'm usually buying, I've had a lot more cash savings there. I'm closing in on $2,300 in cash back in not quite 3 years of using that app. To me, I find that very effortless and easy to keep up with. And it's a nice surprise every 90 days, a bit antiquated. Get a check in the mail, but it's money. Take a picture of the check, deposit it in my bank account. Easy peasy. Then what I like to do is, if I get a check for $178.12, guess what I'm doing with it? We're putting it right back into investments. It's penny pinching, but it adds up. I've put every dollar back into what we're buying. The third app we kind of like to use is Upside. This is US based, and even within the US, it it doesn't work in two states, Wisconsin and New Jersey, for some reason, but it's available in other states. Now, Upside's a pretty cool app. You may have seen these ads online, or you may have seen them advertised. If you listen to like local radio or XM at all, you'll hear Upside commercials all day. So the way this works, I got turned on to it again a little over 2 years ago. Maybe it's 3 years ago now. This is primarily cashback savings and local restaurants. I'll talk about both of them. So cashback savings, it's pretty easy. You download the Upside app. What you do is they'll give you like a $5 sign up. They'll give you $5 back the first time you use it, then sign up and use it. Then the next time you get gas, you do have to put the debit or credit card that you're going to be making purchases on. But let's say you have to stop and get gasoline. I'm looking at one BP dealer, 1.8 miles from my house. I can see the current price right now is $3.45 for gas. That's the price at the pump, but they're giving 15 cents cash back for every gallon. Gasoline, let's face it, that's a purchase you're going to make anyway. So that hits my rule of thumb. It's not inducing me to make purchases that I'm not normally making. That app makes total sense, and I'm getting 15 cents back on every gallon. Let's say you get 10 gallons of gas. Simple math, you made $1.50 in cash back. You could also do the same thing with restaurants in your area. So most of the major chains, when I travel around, they seem to be on there with 2 to 6% cash back. So for instance, I see Starbucks 3.2 miles from my house. It's on there. It's paying 6% right now. If I were going to Starbucks, all I would do is when I get there, I hit claim. Got 4 hours to use the discount. I pay at Starbucks with my credit card, or maybe you're doing it straight through on your Starbucks app. When it picks up that purchase, automatic, you're going to get a 6% discount or cash back to you. Now, I will say the way the discounts work with Upside, it's not instantaneous. It generally takes 2 business days to show up. Then you'll see it in your piggy bank of cash back. So lifetime on Upside, I am running at close to $1,000. Again, all on purchases we're making every day consistently. About $1,000 cash back. We'll hit $1,000 cash back probably next month. We're sitting at $970 lifetime on that. I do like the frictionless ability to get the cash back. So there's a few different choices you can take with your Upside cash. I have this ACH directly to my bank account. It arrives within 2 days. If you're redeeming $10 or more, you can do it free of charge. Anything less than that, anything less than $10, they charge you $1 to redeem. I don't know why you would redeem something less than $10. And you can also use your Upside cash for gift cards, if that's what you prefer. So 3 helpful apps just to save money. Costs are high. Another way I like to double dip on the cashback apps is I use a credit card when I buy gas. And yes, I do get cash back on the credit card. For gasoline, for instance, I'm getting 5%. Cash back on the gas plus the additional 15 cents. And then you could even triple stack it if you're a true daredevil. If your local gas retailer somewhere like Shell has a 5 or 10% cash back, you can actually do all 3 if you're clever enough about it. Use the sign up for the Shell discount gas program. Use your cash back credit card. And then also get the Upside cash back. So it's easy to complain about the rising cost. Can't do a damn thing about any of that. This is one thing I feel at least incrementally I can have some change over. Is it going to get you rich? Absolutely not. This doesn't replace investing. by any means. I call this is almost like the calisthenics of investing. Just like calisthenics is to working out, you still have to work out. You should do your calisthenics, stretching exercises. That's all this is with money. But just like anything else, you can make bad purchasing decisions, and cashback apps, in my opinion, could cost you to buy things that you normally wouldn't buy. If that's the case, I'm not in favor of the underlying cashback app. So I've told you my three cashback apps, my favorites. I'm going to put a link into these apps. If you want to use it, go at it. If you have any questions, send them along to me. If you use it and you actually sign up, you'll get a kickback. I'll get something out of it. But at the end of the day, if you feel like this is something that can help you, please use it. But also, what cashback apps do you use? What are some that you find value in? And what are some rotten tomatoes out there? Some that you can, that are just not, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. Please share those and send those along to the Savings Captain at thesavingscaptain@gmail.com. I hope you found this episode interesting today. And again, thanks for joining the Money Happy Hour, where we make every hour a happy hour for your money.